Hey friends, welcome to Through the Word. I'm Peyton Jones, and today we embark on a journey through Lent. For the next 40 days, we'll travel together through every chapter of John's Gospel, and each weekend, we'll explore some of the beautiful psalms that have marked Lenten celebrations for centuries. I am so excited for this journey. Just think of it. Christ's followers have celebrated this season as far back as 325 AD. And today, millions of believers set aside this time to draw near to God. And we are joined by tens of thousands of believers all over the world taking this very journey with Jesus through John and the Psalms. That's amazing. So as we kick off our Lenten plan, let's take a look at the road ahead of us to see what Lent is, why it matters, and how it can deepen our walk with Jesus. We'll also take a look at our journey and how this plan will work. Let's start with the basics. What is Lent? Lent is a 40-day season leading up to Easter, a time when Christians around the world prepare their hearts to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. It's a season of reflection, repentance, and renewal, a time to slow down and focus on Jesus' sacrifice, our need for Him, and our hope in this victory over sin and death. But why 40 days? Well, that number is pretty significant in the Bible. Think about it. Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai in the presence of God. Exodus 34:28. The Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Numbers 14:33-34. And most importantly, Jesus fasted in the wilderness for 40 days. Matthew 4:1-2. That's the key connection. Lent mirrors Jesus' time in the wilderness, His time of fasting, temptation, and preparation before launching His ministry. Just like Jesus set aside 40 days to seek the Father and resist temptation, we set aside 40 days to draw closer to God, to repent of our sin, and prepare our hearts for Easter. Now I know, some of you are thinking, isn't Lent just a Catholic thing? Great question. While it's true, Lent has historically been observed in Catholic, Orthodox, and some Protestant traditions, it's not just for one group of Christians. The heart of Lent, seeking Jesus, repenting of sin, and preparing for Easter, is for every believer. Lent isn't about earning favor with God. It's not about checking a religious box. It's about stepping back from the noise and distractions of life to refocus on Christ. So how does Lent work? Well, traditionally, Lent is 40 days long, not counting Sundays. It begins on Ash Wednesday and ends either on Maundy Thursday or Holy Saturday, the day before Easter. The traditions around Lent vary, but the heart of those traditions is a devoted season of drawing near to God. Whatever your traditions, this plan is designed to keep you grounded in Scripture daily and following close to Jesus as we walk through His story together. Each day of Lent, you'll have one audio guide and one Bible chapter, weekdays following Jesus through John's Gospel, and weekends reflecting on the grace and grandeur of the Psalms, as more of our Through the Word teachers join us. Between the guide and the Bible, each day should take about 15 minutes, and the audio makes it easy to fit into your daily routine, commute, daily walk, or wherever you can listen. We'll close out this plan the day before Palm Sunday and hand you over directly to our Sunday-to-Sunday plan through Holy Week, where we'll follow right in Jesus' footsteps day by day from Palm Sunday to Good Friday and right into Easter and the resurrection. If you're starting late, don't worry, but try to listen through John or at least through John 11, as that will take us right up to Palm Sunday, where you can jump over to Holy Week right on time. So that's the road ahead for this plan. But what else do Christians do for Lent? There are three main spiritual practices during Lent. 1, fasting, giving up something to make more room for Jesus. 2, prayer, seeking God more intentionally. 3, giving, serving others as a response to God's love. Let's break those down. 1, fasting. One of Lent's most well-known traditions is fasting. But what exactly does fasting mean? Well, fasting is giving up something good for a greater purpose, to remind yourself that Jesus is better. Or put another way, it's giving up something to make room for more of God. It could be giving up food, social media, entertainment, caffeine, anything that tends to take up too much space in your life. Now, why fast? Because it creates hunger, not just physical hunger, but spiritual hunger. Giving up something that's a normal part of your life reminds you of the need for God. It helps you depend on Him more fully. Jesus fasted for 40 days in the wilderness, and when the devil tempted him, Jesus responded, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. Fasting isn't about proving how spiritual you are. It's about saying, "God, I need you more than this thing." So if you're considering fasting for Lent, think about this. What's one thing in your life that might be distracting you from God? Maybe it's your phone, your Netflix binge, or even a certain food you enjoy, maybe a little too much. The goal isn't just to give something up. It's to fill that space with Jesus. And a great way to bring Jesus into your space is our next Lent practice, prayer. When Jesus went into the wilderness, he wasn't just avoiding food, he was spending time with his Father. Lent is an opportunity to do the same. It's a time to slow down and talk to God. Maybe for you, that means setting aside extra time to pray each day. Perhaps it means journaling your prayers or praying scripture. Whatever it looks like, Lent is a great time to develop a deeper, more consistent prayer life. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." And that's the heart of Lent, to draw near to God. So here's a challenge. If you're giving something up for Lent, replace it with time and prayer. Every time you feel the craving for whatever you gave up, let it remind you to pray. And Lent practice number 3 is giving, also traditionally called almsgiving. But don't get stuck on that old school word. It just means generosity, using your time, money, and resources to serve others. Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 7 says, "Is not this the fast I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house?" Lent isn't just about personal sacrifice. It's about outward love. As we fast and pray, we're also called to open our eyes to the needs of those around us. So here's something to think about. How can you practice generosity during Lent? Maybe it's donating to a ministry, serving at a local food pantry, or simply being more intentional in loving the people around you. Now, before we wrap up, let's clear up one thing. Lent does not make God love you more. It's easy to turn something like fasting and prayer into a religious performance, but that's not the point. The whole purpose of Lent is to prepare our hearts for the gospel, to remember that Jesus already did the work. Lent leads us to Good Friday, the day Jesus went to the cross. Following that, Easter Sunday, the day he conquered sin and death. Lent reminds us of the long road that Jesus traveled for our sake, and that we don't earn salvation, we receive it. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Lent is not about proving yourself. It's about drawing near to the one who already proved his love for you. So as we step into this season, here's my challenge for you. 1. Ask God what He wants to do in your heart. Is there a sin you need to repent of? A distraction you need to remove? A habit you need to build? 2. Decide on a Lent commitment. What will you fast from? How will you pray? How will you serve others? And 3. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Remember, Lent isn't about obligation. It's an invitation to draw near to Christ. That's why we chose John's Gospel for our daily reading. I can hardly wait to start the book of John with you. And here's the best part. we know how the story ends. Lent may be a season of reflection, but it leads to resurrection. It leads to Easter morning when the tomb is empty and Jesus is alive. So let's walk through this season with our hearts fixed on Him. Well, that's it for today. If you're excited about this, share it with a friend. Invite someone to join you and keep walking through the Word. See you next time.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.